Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
So Patrick, how do you think my beard is coming in?
Pretty good there, Jim. You're looking a little like a sea captain.
A sea captain? Or a radio DJ captain? All right. Patrick, we've been talking new music for the last couple days.
Yep.
It's a special episode today. We're going to talk more listener new music picks.
Mm-hmm.
I just opened a beer. I got a Lost Rhino.
Base plant.
Local brewery here. Considered essential business. And
yep.
The show is called Rockin' the Suburbs. We are remote, you know, recording. Separate basements, but I think we got it sounding pretty good.
Yeah, totally,
to work
man.
Out okay. We can see each other over the Zoom, which is nice.
That is
We're
nice.
Also recording the Zoom video, so we put that up for the patrons. If you go to Patreon,
right.
patreon.com/suburbspod, you can become a patron. You can see like behind the scenes videos and get other fun, cool stuff. We got to do more of the little videos of our record collection. I gotta
work on totally
that. I gotta do one of those tomorrow. I have one in mind that I'm gonna do.
Okay,
tomorrow.
Great. Yeah. I'll work on one as well. And you know, one big advantage for the patrons, they can see how well coiffed you are, has been mentioned recently on on some of the videos we've been doing. Yep.
Well, you know, I haven't been able to get my hair cut, so I'm going to see what happens here.
Somebody in our community.
The beard's looking pretty good, don't you think?
It's looking very good, very distinguished. Yeah, you look very professor-like. I love it. I think it was Marios from our community on Twitter was saying, I'm watching YouTube videos on how to cut my own hair. It might happen. So
yeah. I think I'm just going to keep letting it grow. My idea is
heck,
just
man, why
see
not
what
if
happens
you got it.
By the end of this. When they finally let me out of the house, it's like a Rip Van Winkle sort of situation, right?
That's right. He's wearing sandals and a ponytail. We don't know what happened to Jim.
Ooh, yeah. If I get the ponytail length, that's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, where was I here? So I got the beer. We got the music queued up.
Sounds this, in their shadow, and it sounds good.
This... first message you're going to like. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
It's already a callback to last week, so hang on a second.
Hey, Jim, Patrick, and the intern platoon. Greetings and salutations from the great north woods of Wisconsin. It's your old pal, Captain Doug, calling in with my new music pick for the month of March 2020. It's kind of a crazy month, as we all are aware of. But there's a lot of great new music out there, and my favorite pick is from a Chicago record label called Bloodshot Records. If you're not familiar with them, you need to get familiar with them. That's one of those labels. Bloodshot's one of those labels that as soon as they put something out, I just go ahead and get it because I know that it's going to be fantastic. And they released last month a debut record from a Chicago band, entitled Rookie. It's an eponymous record, 12 tracks, and it is the Wilco album that I wanted the last Wilco album to be. In other words, I thought that Wilco, with their last record, I was really anticipating it being a rocker in the Summer Teeth-esque era of the band, and it didn't turn out that way. Not that the album that they put out was bad or anything, but it was... I was expecting a rocker. Well, this is the rocker that I was expecting. Late 70s, great rock and roll from this band. I hear Cheap Trick. I hear Thin Lizzy. I hear a little Neil Young Americana, a little Allman Brothers Band. As I mentioned before, a little Wilco. So yeah, check them out. Highlight track for me is the final track on the album called E-Jam, E as in Echo. And, the only other thing I wanted to point out is that, you guys did another, drinking, episode a week or so ago. And I'm calling in with one of my favorite drinking songs. It's from another Bloodshot Records recording artist, Sarah Shook. It's called Dwight Yoakam. Check it out. One of the best drinking songs ever. I don't know if you guys already mentioned this in the Whiskey Week that you did because I didn't hear all of those. But that's a good one to check out for your future drinking mix shows. All right, guys, hang in there. Thank you to all the interns and all the listeners that keep on rock. You guys just keep on rocking the suburbs, man. You guys are awesome. I love listening to you every day. Thank you for what you do, and we'll catch you next time.
First off, Captain Doug. How cool is that?
Captain Doug, man. He's the best. Yeah. I just love the thought of him up there in the Grey Woods of Wisconsin keeping it real for all of us up there.
That's right.
And spinning the tune. So thank you, man.
Awesome. So happy that he's a new listener to the show.
Oh, yeah. Great awesome. Part of this community. Yeah.
Also, I mentioned Rookie on an episode last week with New
yes,
Music.
You did.
Before I listened to Captain Doug's pick, and he
is
picked
that right?
the same band. So we are
Sweet.
Of a like mind here on some new music. I got to say, this is one of the most fun records you'll listen to. It is
so good.
From start, you know, from front to back, it is just those kind of like late 70s kind of jams. It's
yeah.
great. It puts you in the mind of like Dazed and Confused, the movie. Like, it feels like it could be a modern day soundtrack to something like that.
Totally, man. It's, Party at the Moon Tower. Yeah.
Yeah. It makes you feel good, and that's what we need right now, I think.
Yeah, totally, man. And check out the album cover art. It's fantastic on this record. It really is great. And that song, E-Jam's great, last song on the record. And, you know, that you can hear it there. They're just kind of jamming along, and it's all super, super hot, and the guitars sound great. And then on top of that comes this other even heavier kind of guitar break transition. It's really good stuff that they do, yeah.
Yeah, they're a six-piece, so they have a big sound. They're a really cool band.
Yeah, man, they can crank it up Skynyrd style if they have to. It's really great.
Okay, so next up we have a call from Kevin Bartlett.
Okay.
Hey, guys. This is Kevin Bartlett from Forest Park, Illinois. I've got a new song recommendation. It just was released in the month of March, and it's by EOB, who's Ed O'Brien from Radiohead. And I must admit, I'm not a Radiohead fan, but this song Shangri-La that Ed O'Brien has just put out, it is just absolutely perfect for, at least for me, for this time of social distancing. And being in the house with family and dog and trying not to go absolutely insane. It has such a great groove to it. And it's got a slow beginning. And then it just, I don't know if it's the bass or whatever, it just starts to, you know, kick in. And, you know, the lyrics are pretty simple, but it's really all about the groove. And I listen to it every day. It just puts a smile on my face. So maybe it's because it's a little jammy, and you know, I love jam bands like Fish, and but it's just a perfect way for me to start my day during these times. And I think other folks in the community, if they haven't heard it, will like it as well. Take care, guys. See ya.
That was cool.
It was not what I expected. I don't find that to be like fish in my experience. But I guess he was comparing sort of the jammy nature of it. To me, it reminds me of LCD Sound System.
Ah, that's a great shout, Jim. I liked it a lot because of the way it just sort of started out, you know, with one layer and
right.
And then just build the layers on top and everything kept staying there. I love that kind of thing. It definitely feels like a really cool track that somebody would make at home. And I liked it a lot, too. It was hard to turn off. You could just let that thing just keep going.
Yeah. But
yeah, I could definitely hear the LCD Sound System in that, especially with that, the beat, the way it kept accelerating. That is very cool. Good shout. And, you know, Kevin, thank you for sharing that with everybody, especially, you know, talking about how we need to, you know, stay sane in these difficult times when we're all staying home. And I will say this really quick, Jim, you know, and many listeners may know this. I've been working from home, you know, and I use the term working loosely for several years now, you know, like 3 years almost. So I've been, you know, in some ways semi, you know, doing this kind of thing. However, the other people who are in my home now have not been here when I've been here doing all that. And the biggest adjustment I think they have to make is dealing with me, you know, being an idiot half the time. Because, you know, you got to blow off steam, you know. Sometimes you have to have a dance party. Yeah.
Yeah, and, of course.
You got to do things like that. You got to challenge people to push-up contests and, you know, boxing and things like that. So
wow. You what's going do on over things. There?
Well, I'll tell you, yeah, my mother-in-law, she's in her 90s. We occasionally get the gloves on and just, you know, give her a few punches.
Did you... No, go ahead. Yeah,
all no, right. that's all I had.
Did you decide on another TV show for her to watch after you got through Seinfeld?
I'm glad you asked, Jim. We did. And I'll tell you, we started off with The Office, and she didn't really like it that much.
No.
And I think the reason was it was a little quick. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot going on, and there's, you know,
certain things you got to catch, right? Yeah.
Yeah. And I think the one thing that really threw her off was the breaking the fourth wall. Like, they, on that show, they talk to the camera a lot.
Of course.
And I don't think for her that was, you know, something. So, weirdly enough, what we have switched to is Arrested Development. And it's actually going okay. Better. Yeah, it's still not a, you know, not a great fit, but a little bit better. I think the wacky characters are relatable, you know.
Yeah.
Because sometimes people will just like David Cross, you know, is a silly, completely silly character in that show.
Oh, yes, so, of course.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of it probably in that show that, you know, kind of flies by the wayside for her, but that's fine.
I thought about this some more, and I actually have a great pick for you.
Okay, I will take it, because we're still searching around.
Who did you say was her favorite character or characters on Seinfeld?
Oh, she loved the parents, for sure.
Right.
And also liked, you know, George a lot, too.
Yes.
So, yeah.
So, Jerry Stiller.
Yes.
After Seinfeld, did The King of Queens.
Oh, I think you know what, Jim? That would be great. And that is a great show.
He's very, very funny on that. And it's actually a pretty funny show.
Oh, and she would love that.
He has the same kind of like Frank Costanza type of vibe on The King of Queens.
And I don't know that show very much.
It's
so
good.
I'd love that too. Yeah.
It's
that'd
good.
Be great.
So there you go. There's your next show to watch.
All right. Perfect. That's what we'll do. We'll start that tomorrow. Yeah.
All right. Now, where was I here?
Thank you, Kevin.
So back to, yes, thank you for that, Kevin. EOB, that was.
That's right.
Great tune. Now,
Brian.
The next we have are a couple of emails here.
Okay.
Let me read these for you. First is from Mackenzie Crenshaw.
Yes.
Mackenzie says, hey, guys. This is sort of a follow-up to another one of my calls, but also a new music recommendation. Earlier this year, I called in about my favorite 2019 album, The Tales People Tell by Kelly Finnegan. Another project he's in is the group Monophonics, who just released their new album, It's Only Us, on March 13th on Coal Mine Records. I picked up the initial 45 single a while ago, which had Chances and instrumental as the B-side, and I had already played the crap out of it prior to the album release, though It's Only Us and All in the Family are definitely my favorite tracks on that album. If you liked Kelly's solo album or Black Pumas or Duran Jones and the Indications, you'll definitely enjoy this album too. It's been a great reprieve with all the craziness and uncertainty of the pandemic. I recommend giving it a spin. Hope everyone stays safe and healthy. Best, Mackenzie Crenshaw. So let me play a track here from the Monophonics.
Okay.
And I just, while I'm calling this up, must again emphasize that Coal Mine Records is one of the coolest labels going
right
now.
I'm telling you, man, they really are doing it and burning, man. That it is a very cool label. Like, I think it was Captain Doug when he was saying, like, hey, anything on Bloodshot, I'm just going to go ahead and get it. Like, Coal Mine has been on a winning streak here lately that you could almost say the same thing about them.
Oh, yeah. So she mentioned It's Only Us was an advanced single. So let's go to the other one she mentioned, which is called All in the Family, since that was on the album proper that came out in March. All right?
Great. Slowly.
I will tell you, I was watching on my screen here, the little recorder that we have going, even though they're called the Monophonics, that's not in mono. That is in stereo, all right?
Right.
The little bars were not going up together with all that, you know, music playing. One other thing I'll say real quickly, too. I don't think people appreciate how hard it is to have a good horn section because, and that's really good. That's really good. The more people you have playing sort of in unison, the harder it is to have feeling, right? Yeah. Because, you know, it's much easier if you're just a guitar player or whatever, or a solo saxophonist or that kind of thing, right? Where you have your moment, you can play with all the feeling in the world. But when you have to play with other people, it's harder because you got to be, you know, in sync with them, right? And so the more you have, the bigger it gets. That's why concert bands, you know, are kind of metronomic, right? Because you have to play that way. So when you get a really good horn section, you know, a few guys who can play together and have that kind of feeling in the music, that's a special thing. And the Monophonics definitely pull that off.
Yeah, that's well said, Jim. That's a great observation. And one reason, you know, why in jazz, you know, you rarely have two guys playing the same instrument. And if you do, let's say saxophone, it's probably an alto or soprano together. You know, it's never the same instrument. Such a great observation. But man, that record is saturated with soul, dude. It just like it's soggy. It was so heavy, man. It was fantastic. I loved it. Really, really great call by Mackenzie. And man, I gotta spin that thing.
I love that. Yeah, that's great. One that everybody should have on vinyl. Go get the Monophonics.
Yeah,
I'm telling you right now.
Probably sound good. You know, again, like I was saying, you know, keep your family on their toes 3 o'clock in the morning. Crank that up to about 15, 20 on your stereo and just blast everybody out of bed.
That's what you do. Okay, we got another email here from Tim Hoffman.
Oh, great.
Somebody we met recently at our Live Who show.
A wonderful gentleman.
Yes. Tim says, hey, Jim and Patrick and all the Rock and the Suburbs podcast listeners, I would like to spotlight the latest LP by Stephen Malkmus, Traditional Techniques for Inclusion in the Best Music of March 2020. The record was released on March 6th. The tracks include Shadow Band and Brainwashed. Those stand out as refreshing examples of an acoustic blend of the genres of psych rock and folk. Malkmus delivers perhaps his strongest solo effort, and he brings it to us using a 12-string guitar backed by an assortment of traditional instruments. The song that has got me hooked the most from the record, though, is Christian Man. And I, as an aside here, it's spelled X-I-A-N, man, pronounced Christian the way Xmas is pronounced Christmas. Got it? Okay.
Got it.
After an intro full of Eastern intrigue, there's a driving rhythm that propels the groove of the song, a dobro elevating the transitions, and a smoking electric guitar solo. This song is great! Exclamation point. I suspect it will wind up on my best of 2020 playlist. Thank you for rocking the suburbs and keep rocking, Tim Hoffman. A Miles Davis better. Have you heard this record yet?
I have listened to a little bit of it. Yeah, I think it's pretty good stuff. I mean, he, you know, we've touched on this briefly, I think, on our podcast, Jim, but his solo stuff does not get enough
I totally credit. Agree.
Yeah, definitely does not. People are still hung up on that other band he used to have.
Yeah. Now, did you guys open for Pavement or something, right? Am
we
I
did.
Remembering that
yeah.
right?
Yeah, several times. Yeah, we did. They were very nice to us.
So you've met Steven.
Yeah, I know Steven a little bit. I once went to a Tom Waits concert with him, which was a lot of fun.
Wow.
Yeah, that was cool. Me and my buddy Steve Healy, they went to college together. And the band we had before, Wingtip Sloat, used to play a lot at UVA when Bob and Steve were both in school there.
Okay.
So we kind of knew him from there. He's a super smart guy. And I'm so glad that he's continued to make this music in such an intelligent way. I mean, you know, there was a time during his solo career where he kind of went almost a little proggy there.
Yeah, right,
know?
Right.
But he just keeps chasing the muse, which is cool. And I totally concur with Tim on that guitar solo, man. That was fantastic.
I love this. I love it. I love Stephen Malkmus. I love his solo work. I wish it would get more attention. I think this record in particular, it's called Traditional Techniques, and it does have more sort of earthy sound to it. And to me, it's sort of like if you mixed Velvet Underground with Neil Young, this is what you would get, right?
That's a good shout. Yeah, totally agree with that. And yeah, I mean, as we record this episode right now, you know, it's the 25th anniversary of Pavement's Wowie Zowie.
Really?
Yeah, it is. Makes you
wow.
feel, I know. But also, you know, again, another great solo record he's put out, and you know, people are talking about the old band, but man, that catalog, if you don't know it and you're a fan of Pavement, you're in for a great amount of treats to go back and there's just great songs on every record, and he always changes it up. So
I love
great,
that. I love that
great
about
shout
him.
By Tim. Yeah.
He's a student of music, and I love that about
really
him.
Really is.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, now we're gonna do sort of a lightning round thing here. So I apologize that we've let some other correspondents sort of pile up. We have actually received some calls to the Suburban Party Line previous to March New Music about new music. So I've got a couple of February calls and one that goes back to January. All right.
All right, great.
So let's just do that to sort of clear the decks and introduce people to music they may have missed. All right.
Hey, Jim and Patrick, intern platoon and fellow Suburbs Pod listeners. This is Captain Doug from the Northwoods of Wisconsin. Just calling in to give you my best new music of February. I have two albums to recommend. The first is by The Black Lips. It's called Sing in a World That's Falling Apart. Usually The Black Lips, they're from Atlanta, Georgia, sound kind of a garage-ish, punk-ish, psychedelic sound. But this record is totally different. It sounds a lot like what Ween did in 1996 with that country album that they put out. It was a country record, but it really wasn't a country record. Really digging this Black Lips record. A couple of tracks from it that I could recommend. One is a Rumbler, and the other is Angola Rodeo, which sounds a lot like T-Rex when it starts off. So check that out. My other pick for February is a band called Beach Slang. The Deadbeat Bang of Heartbreak City is the name of the record. I became aware of Beach Slang last year. They got on my radar because they put out a single. One side was Bob Mould's I Hate Alternative Rock, and the other side was a cover of Paul Westerberg's Triple A. So, jumped up on my radar screen. I know that you guys are both huge Replacements fans. If so, I think you're going to dig this record because Beach Slang is unabashed Replacements worshipers. They even have Tommy Stinson playing bass on this record, and he also co-engineered it as well. A couple of tracks to check out on this one. I would say, you know, Born to Raise Hell is good, but even they're so unabashedly Replacements fans that there's a song on there called Kicking Over Bottles that actually uses the melody from the Replacements' Can't Hardly Wait. Anyway, I just wanted to drop this on you and hope that everything is well with you and with all the listeners, and hope to talk to you all soon. In the meantime, keep doing what you're doing. Thank you for all that you do. Keep rocking the suburbs.
All right, so another dispatch from Captain Doug. That was from February, so we're working backwards there a little bit on this. Black Lips, are you familiar with that band?
A little bit, not a ton. I mean, I know the name and I know a few things they've done, but not a lot.
All right. So, one of the songs he mentioned was called Rumbler. So let's hear that.
Travel like a dog, he was on their tail. He was after taxi dodgers, moonshiners, and illegal loggers, pot smoking hippies, and dry dodgers to boot. RC crossbow vehicle driver, kid deliver, well trained survivor. Mama got him Bobby, but Rumbler was his name. Ride, ride, Rumbler, ride.
Black Lips.
Sweet.
Yep.
Yeah. Pretty grooving.
Pretty cool. All right. Now let's get to the Beach Slang song, Kicking Over Bottles. So it has the riff.
Yeah.
Essentially from Can't Hardly Wait. So
yep.
Pretty nice.
Very nice. I got to tell you, I had no idea this record was even out.
Okay.
This is the first I've heard. Well, I had no clue.
We may have. I feel like we referenced it before, but maybe not.
We did. I must have missed it.
I will tell you, there's a song on here called Tommy in the 80s.
I see that. Yeah.
Which is about Tommy Keen.
Oh, really?
Yes. So remember when we did the thing about tribute songs? This would have fit in with that.
Oh, that would have been perfect.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Wow. Okay. Well, I just queued it up, so it's in the list.
And
now.
We love Tommy Keen, of course. So.
We do. Rest in power, Tommy.
Yes. Okay. All right. Hang on. We got to keep moving here. Let's get to the next caller.
Hey, Jim. Hey, Patrick. Hey, intern. This is Jesse down in San Antonio. I was giving you a call with just new music. So this past week, there was a new album that came out by Greg Dooley. I've heard the name before, and I know that he was or is in Afghan Whigs. Admittedly, I don't know much about Afghan Whigs. However, I came across this album. It's called Random Desire. And from what I understand, it's his first solo album from the band. And I gotta say, I love it. Everything I'm hearing on it just sounds great. Just some songs right off the top. The opener, Pennsylvania, is a really good opener. Marry Me is another good song. It Falls Apart and Black Moon. Those are all songs that stuck out to me. I wanted to just share with y'all. Hopefully y'all like it too. And let me know what y'all think. I love you guys. Y'all are awesome. Keep up the great work. Thanks.
All right, there you go. Jesse. Thank you very much, Jesse.
Always good to hear from Jesse.
This was also a call from February. This album from Greg Dooley, Random Desire, came out on February 21st.
Okay.
It was mentioned before by Stephen Routledge on
right.
one of our
previous
ones.
Right, I remember
that, yeah. So let's play the song, Marry Me.
Kieran Beck, now I am your sin. Singing the song as I touch your skin.
This Greg Dooley record, but
yep,
I think I need to because kind of similar to Stephen Malkmus. Like I think there's a real heart to this music that I think it really comes through. It's not necessarily complex, but it just really feels very deep in some way. I don't know how to explain it.
He's a very interesting artist, Jim, and that what we just listened to reminded me a little bit of his other band, the Twilight Singers.
Yeah.
That's a little darker, a little slower, a little moodier, a little more complex in some ways. And yeah, I think he's super talented. I didn't know this record was out either. So thank you, Jesse, for bringing that one up too, man.
All right. One last call. This one goes all the way back to January.
Okay.
Also from Jesse.
Hey, Jim. Hey, Patrick. Hey, interns. It's Jesse down in San Antonio again. I was giving you a call regarding new music. I stumbled upon this band called Kiwi Junior. Never heard of them before, but somebody pointed me in their direction. I gave it a try. They have an album called Football Money, and I guess the best way to describe them is indie pop, I guess you'd say. All I can say is I like what I'm hearing. Listen to Murder in the Cathedral. I think it's a really good song. Y'all might enjoy it. Have a good day. Talk to y'all soon.
Rescue, she came from south of Manitoba, riding on the back of a jelly roll. Soldier, soul, the saxophone Joel. Jazz comment cries, he looks just like James Dean. Oh, that is James Dean. You'll get used to it.
Great stuff. Thank you again, Jesse. And thanks, Jesse and Captain Doug, for shouting out to the interns. I love it when callers do that. It makes my heart swell and feel good. And, hey, right there, Kiwi Jr. definitely showing the Stephen Malkmus influence, too. That was very catchy.
I was thinking really that's like a Pavement song, right?
Yeah, definitely. That's a high compliment. Really, really good stuff.
Yeah, love it. All right. Very cool. So I'm glad we sort of cleared out all those new music recommendations.
Yeah, feels good.
For Q1.
That's right. Our fiscal first quarter.
Right.
Yeah, just wrap.
All right, let's get out of here. We've gone on way too long. So tomorrow we'll have something else. We don't know what yet. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow. That makes no sense.